commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
We've talked before about Rush Limbaugh and Cumulus Media, and there have been some developments while I was on vacation. Let's start with Michael Savage. Last week, during his program, Savage proclaimed that he would be the new king of afternoon drive radio. His syndicated program currently airs late at night. The time change is correct. Many Cumulus-owned radio stations will be dropping Sean Hannity, and Savage's show, which is distributed by Cumulus, will be moved into afternoons. This change is possible because Premier Radio Networks, the syndicator of Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity, won't force Cumulus to take both shows as a package. And Cumulus, which had threatened not to renew Rush Limbaugh on their stations, blinked in these negotiations. They'll keep Rush. They'll drop Sean. The change is being reported in several radio trade papers. There is one big exception, and that's in New York City, where the Rush Limbaugh show will change affiliates and will move from WABC to WOR, which is owned by Premier's parent company, Clear Channel. These are changes that will start at the end of the year. Cumulus Broadcasting's president and CEO Lou Dickey had said publicly that Rush Limbaugh's negative comments about activist Sandra Fluck had cost his stations millions of dollars in advertising. The truth is yes and no. The episode was an embarrassment for conservative talk radio. Many national advertisers asked that their commercials air at other times, not in the Rush Limbaugh program. But Rush's ratings went up, and as sure as the sun rises, a large audience and advertising dollars are going to find a way to get together. Rush Limbaugh is a top-rated program, and if you run a news talk station, there's no substitute. If you're losing money on the Rush Limbaugh show, it's more of an indictment about your station's sales effort than the program itself.